Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're entering day 7 of that hostage taking in an 8-by-6-foot bunker in Alabama. The boy being held will turn 6 later this week. But if you're not hearing a lot about it, that's by design. There is concern that the boy's captor, 65-year-old Jim Dykes, may have a TV set or some other way to monitor the news in his bunker. Matt Ellison is police and courts reporter for the Dothan Eagle near Midland City, Alabama. Matt, we don't air in that area. We just want to have said that. We do air in Birmingham. But you say there is plenty of media there.
Yes. It's drawn a lot of national media attention. And I think on Friday I counted 24 separate TV cameras. You know, there's close to a dozen TV trucks and then different radio and other newspaper media there too.
But given all the media, it's interesting. We are not seeing that much. And as you and others say, this is, as we said, by design. Although we understand local police sent a message through TV to Dykes yesterday. What did they say?
From what I understand, they were thanking Dykes for taking care of the child, because from what the police have released, the child seems to be unharmed. So I think that's a sign that they know he's watching what they're putting out, and so they decide to release to the media that they're thanking him and showing him appreciation for taking care of him.
Well, we know he has a sort of a tube of some sort through which they can speak with him, and also sent things like candies and medication to the child, whose name we now know is Ethan. He has Asperger's syndrome and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is according to a state lawmaker who's spoken with his mother. So what else do we know is going on?
From what we understand, they're having regular communication with him. There's a 4-lane highway where this is all taking place, and it's off a dirt road off the highway. And we've seen SWAT teams walk up and down the hill taking different shifts, and they're the ones, from what we understand, communicating with Dykes. Police aren't releasing a whole lot right now, but they are giving periodic updates.
Yeah. Well, what about reports that Dykes was a survivalist, hated the government, had all sorts of altercations with different neighbors? If anyone came on his property, was reportedly angry at this school bus because there's a turnaround near his yard and perhaps the tires might have gone onto his land. Some of the neighbors saying that he listened all day to right-wing talk radio and then vented about that. Do we have any verification that is the accurate description? And also, if that is true, any sense that perhaps some of these people that Dykes might have followed or listened to might be brought in to talk to him?
Some of the police and law enforcement called it a hate crime so far, but when asked why, he only said that it's based on his anti-government comments and anti-law enforcement comments to neighbors. Apparently, like you said, he was pretty vocal against law enforcement authority and the government, and was known to patrol his yard late at night with a shotgun in one hand and a flashlight in the other, and threatened neighbors to keep their animals and pets and that sort of thing off his property, and if they didn't, he would go after him with his gun.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, the bus driver that he killed, Charles Albert Poland Jay, who fought off Jim Dykes until he was shot to death and is credited with saving most of the children on the bus, he was buried yesterday. And we know that there's an online effort to collect birthday cards for Ethan's birthday, as we said, coming up this week. We have an address. We'll put it at our website, but cards are being collected by a policeman. What is this doing to that small town?
From what we understand, they're coming together. I think they're holding another candlelight vigil tomorrow night locally to remember the bus driver and the little boy and his family. And they are collecting birthday cards for the little boy. I think you can send them to the town hall at a local town called Napier Field, mm-hmm, Alabama. And they're collecting them there. And I think the family will collect them from there and save them for him. But yeah, I think the community's coming together. They're having several candlelight vigils, and one thing that's interesting is that the folks are passing motorists on the 4-lane highway from that borders where this occurs, where it's occurred. Is motorists are stopping on the side of the highway and just taking a moment to pause in prayer. I spoke to one guy from Florida that had drove all the way up to just stop and pray for the boy and his family. Mm. So this gentleman was lived maybe an hour away. So people are coming up and trying to come together and praying that this might come to an end soon.
Well, hopefully so. Matt Eloson, police and courts reporter for the Dothan Eagle there outside Midland City, Alabama. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.